Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Infectious diseases specialists continue to look for lessons to be learned from this past weekend's intense partying by some at the Lake of the Ozarks. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer talked about that with Dr. Alexis Elward, an infectious disease specialist at Washington University School of Medicine and the chief medical officer at St. Louis Children's Hospital.
As an infectious diseases specialist, Dr. Elward, what's your reaction to seeing all those partygoers over the weekend in that pool in the Lake of the Ozarks?
Well, I'm concerned about potential transmission with COVID-19 because we know that people can shed the virus for up to 48 hours before they're actually starting to feel sick. And one of the most important ways that we can interrupt transmission is for us to practice social distancing, meaning that we're keeping 6 feet between us and other people, really trying to keep our interactions short. The other thing that's important for people to realize is that the virus can travel long distances. And so the 6 feet really helps you with most of the droplets and the bigger droplets. But if, when you have aerosols that are generated, those can travel for longer distances. So it does make me worried to see groups of people getting together.
And what's the incubation time for the virus until we might actually see some results of people getting sick from this?
Right. Well, that can be up to 2 weeks. It can be as short as 2 days. More recently, we're getting data indicating that the median is about 6 days for incubation, but it may be several weeks before we see an uptick in cases after we see big groups of people getting together.
How do you respond, Dr. Elward, to those who say, the summer is coming, that's going to kill the virus, or the virus doesn't transmit that well through water or a pool?
I don't think we have enough data to say that definitively at this point. There are many viruses that do still become transmitted during the summertime. Enterovirus is a really good example of that. That's also transmitted through the respiratory tract as well as the GI tract. So I would still advise extreme caution about this. It's a newer virus, and we're learning every day more about the ways in which it can be transmitted.
So, Dr. Elward, let's go over again some of the things that we need to keep in mind as we tend to get a little bit closer to everybody these days.
Right. So what we want to do is really continue to maintain social distancing. So that means 6 feet apart. That means wearing a mask when you're out in public, because that's going to help trap even these aerosols that are smaller particles when they're wet. There's more evidence that now they will stick to fabric. So that's really going to help to interrupt the transmission. In some of the papers that have been published, this asymptomatic transmission can account for up to 80% of cases. So we do want to avoid getting together in big groups of people. This is important. This will save lives in our area.
And again, tell us why it's so important to wear a mask.
Wearing a mask prevents droplets and even some of the aerosols that are wet from being transmitted. So it's going to trap those inside the fabric of the mask. So you're helping to interrupt the transmission of this virus by wearing a mask. And that is important because you might have it before you start to feel sick, or you might not feel very sick and have it. Certainly, we've had families where we've had household contacts who later test positive for the serology who never remember feeling very sick. You don't know. Are you tired because you had a busy day? Do you have a sore throat because you have seasonal allergies? It could be that, or it could be this virus. So wearing the mask is a huge, huge factor in terms of interrupting the transmission and helping to keep each other safe.
Dr. Alexis Elward is the chief medical officer at St. Louis Children's Hospital.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.